Doug Goldstein, eFuturist. Here we are at Chimes Forum at HIMSS 2015. I have Jeanne Ann Booth, who is a serial entrepreneur, but you are an incredible engineer. You came out of...
I came out of some of my other companies, sold one to Texas Instruments, one to Apple. And then I've also worked at other semiconductor companies as well.
But what I really like about what you're doing is you've just had a successful Kickstarter campaign.
Yes.
And you've raised some dollars, and you have prototypes of a very disruptive technology in the whole PERS industry. Can you tell us what that is and how it works?
Sure, absolutely. So Unaliware is the name of the company, and we named it Unaliware because it comes from the Cherokee word Unali'i, which is Cherokee for friend. The watch we actually call Kanega, which is Cherokee for speak, and that's how the watch actually works. It speaks to you, you speak to it, and it provides discrete support for falls, medication reminders, and a guard against wandering in a classically styled watch, really easy to use.
And I don't need a cell phone, I can just talk to it? Is it really that simple?
It is really that simple, and because there's no smartphone required, it goes where you go. So it works in your house, it works when you go to the grocery store, and it's completely waterproof. So it works in the shower, the bath, and water aerobics class.
You know, I wish this was available when my mom was wearing her device that she never wore, because she would definitely wear that.
And that's exactly how this device came about, because my mom, when she was 80, she's 81 now, but when she was 80, we started talking about those other devices, and she said there's no way that she was going to wear them because they're really ugly, and they're limited to use in the home, unless tethered to a smartphone, which she doesn't have, and that help button is really stigmatizing. So my mom's background was as a model most of her life, and I'm telling you, if it doesn't look good, she isn't wearing it.
You know what's striking? Now, you have one of the most experienced user interface experts in the field working on this device, don't you?
Who's that? You mean?
Your mom.
Oh, yes, of course. So actually, so I'll tell you the rest of the story about when we actually started the company. When mom said she wasn't going to wear any of those products that are on the market today, I called her back a couple of days later and I said, hey, mom, how about if I make you a really good looking watch that's easy to use? It talks to you. You talk to it. It'll help you with your medication reminders. If you get lost, it can help you get home. What do you think about that? And mom said, I would throw it out the window. And so I said, okay, mom, you're hired. And that's how she became our senior user experience advisor.
When is it available? So I understand the Kickstarter campaign's been successful.
Right.
And it's available when?
So for the Kickstarter campaign, one of the reward categories was a guaranteed spot in our beta program in the fourth quarter of this year, fourth quarter of 2015. So we have some Kickstarter backers who are going to get Kanega watches then. And then for the rest of them who chose a watch reward, they'll get those in Q1 2016. We'll follow that with a general market launch in Q2 of 2016.
Well, that's exciting, and I hope I still contribute to that? I know I did once, but can I even contribute more to your Kickstarter campaign?
Actually, you can't contribute any more to the Kickstarter campaign. But if you miss the Kickstarter campaign and you want to be considered for a spot in the beta trial at the fourth quarter of this year, all you have to do is go to our website at www.unaliware.com and just sign up to be in the beta group.
Great. So I can go to unaliware.com and sign up for the beta group, or my mom or my dad.
Exactly so.
Thank you so much for the differences you're making in healthcare.
Thank you.